podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I'm sure you would have been across this. It's been going on for 6 years now. The annual European Championship of Gull Screeching.
Yes.
At the weekend.
I am familiar.
You are? Caught a bit of this?
Yeah. Dress up and they make seagull noises.
Gull noises. So there's 70 participants for this and they just do it in a pub. A lot of them dress up too, which is great and also terrifying.
Yeah.
But a lot of people get around this and you don't get a prize if you win. It's literally just the glory.
Oh, wow.
So to have 70 people from 15 countries taking part in this competition that has no... Like, the winner is just you and the experience, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How cool's that? Now, the seagull costumes were great and scary, like I mentioned, but obviously we're focusing on the seagull sounds. Mm. Now, here's a little bit that the ABC News popped up on their Instagram last night. And...
Ooh, I like that one.
Now, less, stop you there because that's just screaming.
Less like that one, yeah.
That is just straight out screaming.
Have you ever heard a seagull?
I'm going to go with number two there. I mean, we can't play all 70, obviously, but you liked a number three.
Yeah.
A bit more screechy for me. I just love a... You know me with the magpies. Mm. Seagulls aren't really my thing, so maybe you could be the seagull guy. Go on.
I don't know, mate. You just put me on the spot there. Go on then, magpie. Sound like a turkey. Turkey pie.
I just wanted to give that some air because it was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you want to do it again?
No, I really tried.
Okay.
Put a lot of effort in that. My heart and, my heart and soul. Look out, I'll steal your chips.
Go on. Yeah, no, that's a cartoon seagull, that one. Okay. But the pub owner, his name is Cloud.
Cloud.
He's the event organiser there, and he had this to say.
When you are on a holiday, you always remember the waves of the sea and the calls of the seagulls. So be positive about them. They belong to the sea.
Exactly. Be positive about it. So we're down at Point Lonsdale there. We've got some fish and chips. We've parked at the car park there.
Yep.
Go for it. What are we sounding?
Wait, let me genuinely try. Hang on.
Hang on.
Yeah. I can't do a seeker.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Albie the Jack Russell. She is a little doggy with big dreams. She wanted to climb the outside of a 13-story building. Well, no, she was on the 13th floor, and it looks like she's come off a balcony, jumped on some flower pots, gone over the edge of it. Oh, no. No, she's okay. She's landed on this, like, little ledge that runs along the outside of the building and underneath the windows.
If you've ever seen a Lethal Weapon movie, right?
Mm.
You know how they get on the side of buildings?
Oh, yeah.
It's that kind of vibe, right?
I hate it all.
And she was up there for 2 days.
2 days?
On the 13th floor.
Look what Airbnb's doing to this country. That's why no one saw it, because I bet the apartment's an Airbnb, so no one could see out the window. There was no one there to see out the window. It's bloody negative geared, that's what it is.
Yeah, you're right. Spot on.
Anyway, so she was there, and then finally a drone operator from the ground saw that there was a dog on the outside of the building and went, oh, I reckon that's right.
Yeah.
That's not where they're supposed to be. Now, that would technically be an inside animal outside.
Yeah.
And we do love an outside animal inside story.
We do.
Where, you know, sort of birds end up in your house for some reason, pooping on everything. Love it. But we thought we'd talk with a little twist on that this morning and go for low down animals up high.
Yeah. And we must say that Albie is fine. She was rescued by firefighters. Beautiful ending to the story.
She's back with her dad and
she should not have been up that high, though.
Absolutely not.
What stories have you got for us, Geelong?
Michelle's in Armstrong Creek. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Can we just start with, is the animal okay, or was it after this situation you're about to explain to us?
Oh, look, I've just got to say, I saw that story on Albie, and I actually, like, I was holding my breath through the story.
Oh, me too.
Because I could just so relate, and I just, heart in mouth, I was like, oh, my God, is she going to be okay? It was it was a very precarious spot that she was stuck.
Yeah.
It was.
I don't even know how she got there. Yeah.
Terrifying.
So 2 years ago, we rescued a little Chihuahua cross.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Tiny.
Yeah.
She's only 3.2 kilos, so she's really little.
Sounds like Lily. I used to have a little tiny, little teacup style sort of Chihuahua. She was, big personality, tiny
R.I.P.
dog. Yeah, rest in peace. But yeah, so
big personality.
Mm.
And so she's got two dicky knees, which Chihuahuas are known to have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anyway, we'd gone out for a couple of hours. We've come back and we're looking around and we're like, where's the dog? Like, we closed off the bedrooms. It was just the main living area. And, of course, she could get out the back and that sort of thing. And we're looking everywhere down low where she would normally be.
Yeah.
And then I glance out to the alfresco and she's sitting on top of the outside dining table.
Hey, where she should be. Pride of place.
Sitting right next to a potted plant, and I'm like, how the hell did you get up there?
That's a down low animal up high.
So good.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
He's one of the fastest men in footy. Now he's bringing that speed to your mornings. From the Geelong Cats, this is Max Holmes with Tom and Loggie on K-Rock.
Yeah, 26 minutes to 9, 8:33 or 34 in the old language. Max Holmes joins us in the studio. How are you going, mate?
Yep, very good, very good. Happy to be here.
Yeah,
you're back. It's happening. So when can we start to call each other mates? Or is that, like, we're not there yet, obviously. Well, I'm there, but that's okay. You don't have to be there with me.
We'll give it a bit.
Okay.
Smooth. Smooth. A lot of people would have just let that happen, Loggie.
Yeah, no, I just went there. I kept going. I apologise.
So let's just quickly, while we're just getting all the awkwardness out of the way. Are you okay? How'd you go after Saturday? How are you feeling after Saturday?
Yeah, feeling all right now.
Yeah.
We'll look through it today, and it's a pretty horrible game to watch, I'm sure. It was horrible to be a part of.
You haven't unpacked it at all with the team yet so far?
Not yet, yeah. It's this morning, so that'll be... very exciting morning.
Right.
Looking forward to it. So, it'll be a bit to unpack, I'd say. It was an unfortunate game.
Does Scotty... Sorry, Log.
No.
Does Scotty have, like, veins that sort of bulge out anywhere when he's going back through a loss like that?
Nah, he's just he's like a disappointed dad. Like, he doesn't get angry. He's just he's like, boys, like, it's not what we do there.
Yeah.
you're sitting there going, damn it.
Does everyone's bad moments get replayed on the big screen and you'll have to watch it together? Or are they like, all right, here's five times that Max did something wrong and you just got to cop it that week sort of thing?
It's never really specific to somebody. Like, no one really gets singled out. It's more just they'll get a really bad clip of everything going wrong.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like we're all in it together. We're all going badly together.
Like a run of play, yeah.
See, Tom individualises us in our meetings.
Yeah, so that's why I make you sit and listen to the podcast with me.
This is where you were crap, Loggy.
Wouldn't have said that. No, I would have said that, but I wouldn't. Anyway. All right, we have lots to get to. Max Holmes joins us in the studio as he likes to do on a Tuesday.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Max Holmes joining us in the studio.
He is indeed. Max, pretty exciting that Shannon Neal has said, yeah, I'll stick around, Geelong.
It is very exciting, yeah. It's gradually drafted together, so good mate of mine. And it's, good to see him getting rewarded for the efforts he's been putting in. He's really kind of excelled over the last couple of years, so it's good to see.
He has specifically... you know, with Tom Hawkins retiring, there was, going to be a need for a real key target there to really step up and fill that gap. I mean, no one could ever replace Tom Hawkins, but he's really stepped into it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And I think early days it was kind of a struggle for him because he kind of took that mentality of, I've got to replace Hawk, which is an impossible task.
Yeah.
And now he's doing his own thing. And I think, he's going fantastic. So really important part of the forward line, and he's kicking a lot of goals. So it's good to see.
Yeah, it's really great for him because, like you said, I think that mental, getting yourself around mentally when a great player like Tommy retires, you just got to play your own game, don't you? You just got to be yourself essentially in that role.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really compare yourself to anyone in the AFL, and especially someone who's quite unique like Hawk, and quite unique Shannon is as well.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of, he almost can't replicate his game on many other players because he's 204 centimetres and with the longest arms ever, like, he's going to play a bit differently to Hawk.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're that tall, aren't you, Tom?
No, you said, I'm 202.
202, yeah. That's it, yeah. Yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah, we like to get some questions from some listeners, and if you would like to ask Max Holmes a question, all you've got to do is message us on Instagram or Facebook, K-Rock Geelong, and let us know, and we will pass it on. Do you have a question there, Lottie?
I do. This one's from Bailey Oliver, who's asked, what do you like to cook for dinner before a game?
I cook the same thing every game day.
Yeah.
It's just this like creamy chicken meal with a bit of leek and spring onion and rice. Yeah, but it's very basic and easy, and I whip it up real quick, and it's pretty yummy.
Like a pie format, or just
just in like a little pan, pot pan.
I reckon you can move it to pie because chicken leek. No, you're one step pre-pie.
The pastry will repeat. Are you eating it pre-match? Even the night before, still, I think the next day the pastry might repeat on you. Have you ever had that happen? Because you gut run on the field, like you go. Have you ever had like, oh God, a little burp? Oh geez, something's repeating. Because I get that at the gym sometimes. Is that?
I did years ago. I had soup before a game.
Oh yeah. My, Max. Yeah. Even I know you don't do that. What?
Why are you so revved up about that?
No, no, I don't know. Well, I also don't want to see you vomit or poop yourself on it.
It was a long time ago. Okay, good. I'm okay now. I'll never do it again. It was very silly.
What kind of soup was it?
Something silly. Like I don't
a tomatoey sort of vibe. Yeah.
French onion. Yeah.
Might have been tomatoey.
Well, see, that's terrible as well. Nah, choose a better soup, Max.
We're
Jesus.
Learning. We're learning.
We're learning so much. Okay, so it's the same thing all the time, but does it have anything to do with superstition, like that's or is it just because that's what's good for your body?
Yeah, it's easy. I don't have to look at a recipe book, which I don't have many meals in my repertoire that I don't have to look at a recipe book, so it's easy to go to and it's yummy. So.
Are you a chef? Would you say you're a bit of a chef? You like getting in the kitchen?
Nah, I'm just a if it tastes good and it can cook in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, that's me.
Yeah,
done. So do you have any other sort of superstitions, traditions, things, same jocks, same socks? I know the players get asked that all the time, but let's just get it out of the way. Let's find out. What do you
do?
Anything you do, any routines that you do before a game?
Not really. I used to be, when I was first coming into the AFL, I used to just like my whole day would be the exact same every time.
Yeah.
Then I'd be so stressed about the game. I got rid of that, and now I'm just do whatever.
Lingy used to sleep till lunchtime. Which is probably why we could never get him in at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Now that I think of it. All right, we still need to play a game of Maximum Holmes,
yes.
Where it's a thumbs up, thumbs down arrangement from you. But we'll do that after this break on K-Rock 955. Max Holmes joining us in the studio.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Max, do you love a bit of this warm weather?
Yeah, it's nice. It was freezing when I came out the house today, though.
Yeah, I said that as well.
It was chilly when I woke up. Maybe we weren't close enough to the ocean there. Max, not in Ocean Grove. She's in Ocean Grove.
I'm in Ocean Grove. Maybe I might have you around one day. We'll see.
You can hear the ocean, but you can't see it from her deck. So that's what we always say. It's a running joke. Don't worry about it, Max.
All right, Max, let's find out where you stand. Maximum Holmes.
All right, this is a game we like to play with you, Max, where we get a maximum or a minimum Holmes rating from you based on sort of these questions that we hit you with.
Yeah, it's sort of like questions of the week, you know, topical stuff that's getting around. So if you like it, two thumbs up, that's a maximum Holmes.
Yep.
Two thumbs down is minimum Holmes. Here we go. Now, yesterday, Tom and I were discussing, are there more doors in the world or wheels? Tom thinks wheels, but I think doors. So on that comment, there are more doors in the world than wheels. What do you give that?
More doors. Double thumbs
up.
Doors. Oh, my God.
Maximum Holmes.
And why do you think that, Max?
My initial thought is just to go to cars, but cars also have doors.
Yes.
So it's like...
And they cancel each other. There you go.
We're in a building right now. There's no wheels in this building.
No, but Lego make 300 to 380 million wheels a year.
But do their cars have doors?
Some do, great but point. Some don't. Some aren't even cars.
Love it. Okay. All right. We've established Loggy is correct. Max and I are on the same page and we're best friends now.
I have one, but I'm nervous to ask it.
That's all right.
I'll do it last.
Yeah, because so you'll ruin his day.
Okay, right.
Next, in trending just before, Madonna was at a gig at the Abbey in LA and she was showing her new album and she was trying to pump up the crowd. DJ was there. And everyone was recording on their phones and she was like, put your phones away. I hate it. So recording gigs on phones, your thoughts?
So I'm reacting to recording gigs or Madonna telling them off?
No, recording.
Well, you can give us both.
Let's do the gigs thing first. Recording gigs on your phone.
Yeah, I'll say two thumbs down for recording.
Minimum homes.
Yeah, okay.
You like to be in the moment, Max?
I like to be in the moment. I went to a Coldplay concert and they said, put your phones away. At the end, and I thought that was really cool and nice. Some people still filmed.
Yeah.
Didn't like that, but yeah, I reckon. When are you going to watch it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That is such a good point. So I do. I was filming. I went to a gig on Thursday night in Melbourne and I was filming it and sending the videos to Davo because she couldn't be there. So I think that might be a way out of it. What about getting told off by Madonna?
Yeah, what do you give that?
Is it a maximum?
Yeah, I like it.
Into that? Yeah.
Good on it.
She's into it.
Hey. All right, well, it's still in the pop star world. We found out sort of today, I guess, that Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz are engaged. They've been dating for a little while. And it got me talking again about Harry Styles and his biological makeup because famously he has reportedly around 5 to 6 nipples.
No, to ask Max correct information.
That's the report, isn't it?
No, he doesn't.
Because we thought it was 4, but then the latest reporting is that there are 5, maybe 6 nipples. On Harry Styles. He's somewhat of like a suckling pig.
How do you want me to react to that?
Yeah. I want to know.
What's the question, Tom?
Extra nipples. Maximum or minimum homes?
Why would I give a thumbs up to that?
Trying to be very accepting of all people's bodies.
How many nipples you got?
I've only got 2, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you wondering about mine. Let's go minimum homes on that one.
That's a minimum homes.
I did not think that was going to go there. At all.
That's why I couldn't tell you off air.
He wanted to scare you.
Okay, so that's a minimum homes on extra nipples.
Yeah. I love that we're finding out more about you as this game continues, Max. It's good.
I think we can safely assume that Max has only got 2 then.
I don't want to assume anything.
We're all learning.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah, right. It's a weird combo.
Maximum Homes with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
It's their radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Max Holmes joins us in the studio. Mate, looking forward to this weekend, taking on North back at home. Always nice to come home.
Lovely to come home, especially after a bad loss. It feels comfortable to come home. And North are going well at the moment, so it'll be a good matchup, I'm hopeful. So, yeah.
Do you
see how it goes?
Go into it knowing that someone's going to come for you, or do you have someone that you're supposed to keep an eye on, not knowing it? I know you're not a tagger, but, you know, I don't know football. So.
Yeah, we're learning as
do you know,
we go.
Well, do you know who you're likely to come up against? Is there going to be a...
Oh, yeah, well, in terms of, like, taggers, I mean... we kind of know which teams tag and which teams don't. And it's not always a given. I haven't had any tags this year, so. But you're kind of just like aware of it and you're ready for it just in case because you don't want to be not prepared for a tag and then it comes and hits you in the face. And
it's
nasty. But we know the team and we look through the team, so we probably understand who we're lining up on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Generally.
Yeah. 4:35 game. I think we might have asked you, but I can't remember your response. Sorry. Do you love like a late afternoon game?
I'm a massive fan of the night games just because I like the atmosphere.
The vibe.
It's kind of like early in the afternoon is my least favourite and later it goes is the better.
Yeah.
So, I like 4:30. We played 6:30 the other day, which I was a big fan of.
It was a different time, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. So, I'll be up in the K-Rock box for this game, so if you could just give me a wave, that'd be... Like, then I'll be able to tell people, see, there's Max, he's giving us a wave. So.
Are you suggesting that Max is your friend?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Friends.
Yeah. Nah, good.
Okay, great. Isolate that audio.
Yep.
And,
nah, thanks, Max.
We'll be
appreciate
bringing
it.
That back. So we'll be bringing you back next Tuesday. Thank you. All the best for this weekend's game. Max Holmes, it's always a pleasure. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.